I was helpless, as a suckling babe. Yet still it grieved me to sit forgotten, as they cut down my brother's poor grandson and his son, and even the little children.
John was shocked to see the shine of tears in the old man's eyes. "Who are you?" he asked quietly, almost in dread. A toothless smile quivered on the ancient's lips.
"Only a maester of the citadel, bound in service to Castle Black and the Night's Watch. In my order, we put aside our house names when we take our vows and don the collar."
The old man touched the maester's chain that hung loosely around his thin, fleshless neck.
"My father was Makar, the first of his name, and my brother Aegon reigned after him in my stead. My grandfather named me for Prince Aemon the Dragon Knight, who was his uncle, or his father, depending on which tale you believe. Aemon, he called me."
"Aemon? Targaryen?"
John could scarcely believe it.